Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, June 5th, 2024. Pre-market report. It's nice to be back. I always miss all of you guys and girls when this market's closed. Anyway, let's get back to business here. Let's start off with this. It's laughable. I can't take this stuff, but here we go. So apparently, the U.S. economy added 206,000 jobs in June, but unemployment is going higher. Well, how is that? It's a very interesting phenomenon, is it? It's because we are losing more jobs than we are adding. And this is by their own numbers. So they're telling us we're adding jobs, but the unemployment rate is rising. Interesting, as I said. But that's because we are losing more jobs than we are adding. The U.S. economy could not possibly be worse off than it is. And let me give you another example of that. So here we go. The U.S. trade deficit jumps in May to the highest level in 19 months. Debts and deficits continue to balloon out of control. And it's not going to stop. I mean, anyone who believes that this is going to change anytime soon is completely deluded. Now, I want to show you something else you're going to laugh at. This is Morgan Stanley making a call on what will happen to interest rates or bond yields, okay, if Trump wins, I mean, is selected, which it looks like to me after that debate, whatever the hell that was. But anyway, here, so Morgan Stanley sounds just like you and me, believing that we're going to see a repeat performance of the last episode, and that means massively suppressed rates. That means more cash being pushed into the stock market, sucked out of all of you, and that's the way it's going to go, period, the end. Of course, the 1 and 2%ers are going to be loving this. There's just no doubt about it. Again, how does it work? When the Fed gets in here and suppresses rates, how do they do that? They have to, again, create this cash magically out of nothing, add it to a digital screen, get into the market, and buy the debt. So this is Morgan Stanley's explosive call. They must be following this blog because we called this out before anybody else. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. I can't believe any of us are shocked here. This isn't shocking you. That deficits are ballooning, debts are ballooning here, fake news, you can't imagine that. Now look, let me give you another perspective on this kind of stuff. You remember when I put this in front of you just the other day, it was Wednesday, I said we were going to likely bounce off that upper trend line there and go down. Well, that's exactly what's going on here, and the MMRI is dropping. So on the back this morning of course, this mechanism here, this is going to continue until it doesn't, especially moving into the selection and more of abysmal economic news. Stock futures are higher, and that's just completely insane. Let me talk to you about something else here, people, real quick. I've heard from many, many of you over the last several months about how you're getting wiped out trying to short this market. I don't know where you've been. If you have been with me for any length of time here, if you are shorting this market and you're a follower of this blog, there's a disconnection here on a grand scale. In no way, shape, or form should you be shorting this market, especially people in light of this. What do we know? Suppressed rates, weaker dollar, the core here of the MMRI. This trend is telling you do not short the market. And actually, that this phenomenon is widespread. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been wiped out of people who are shorting this market. You have got to be out of your ever-loving mind to be trying to short this market. You always have to go with the trend here. The trend for this market is much higher, especially, again, what have you and I been talking about with regard to moving forward? First of all, debts and deficits can help balloon the market. More debt means a higher market. Morgan Stanley's call, I mean, oh, our call with regard to where bond yields are going to go, especially if Trump is selected, it's going to be a repeat performance of last time. Massively suppressed rates. He's already talking about a weaker dollar repeatedly. What do you want to do? Are you out of your mind? You want to short this? You're going to lose it all. You're going to lose it all, and that bothers me because this is an opportunity-rich rich environment. There's no reason why every single one of us cannot make this twisted, upside down freak show of a system work for us. And that's exactly what we're doing. Now, speaking of that, cryptocurrency have taken a big hit off of this Mt. Gox thing here, this exchange. Bitcoin now about 57,000 people. You know what I'm going to tell you? You know what I'm going to tell you, okay? Massive opportunity. When you see this word, see that word fears? Fear? When there is fear in any aspect of the market, that is a buy signal for lions. Understand? Period, the end. And my lions are not going to let this pass by. I'm not saying that this is all we're going to see with regard to volatility in cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. It's an extremely volatile asset class. I don't know how to tell you this another way. I've been telling you this for like for a very, very long time now. But again, people, we need to take in the bigger picture. The bigger picture is being painted for us across the sky like a painting by one of the great masters of where we are going. And you and I have nailed this to the wall. Again, do you believe, do you honestly believe, and I want to hear from you, okay, think for a second. Do you believe that debts and deficits are going to, by some miracle, stop hyperballooning moving forward? Do you believe that governments around the world, governments which are central banks, are going to stop inflating? In other words, issuing debt through one door, buying it back through another door. Is this going to stop anytime soon? Is the rapidly deteriorating global economy going to just miraculously stop? No. All of this is going to go on and on. And the faster this happens, the higher the market's going to go. Period. That, these are fundamental facts until it doesn't. And you and I, again, people, look, there's no guesswork here. I know so many, a lot of you are afraid. Stop being afraid. Turn your fear into action. And that's how you're going to win. That's how winners win, by turning fear into action. This is not going to stop until it does. Now, this is our greatest tool right now to gauge whether when the great meltdown is going to occur. The great meltdown is not going to start nor end in the stock market. It's going to begin and end in the debt market. And this is our key. As long as this goes down, this means the opportunities are on the long end of the market, meaning buy the market, buy the dips. If you're shorting this, you're going to get destroyed, wiped out, and end up in a very bad spot. If you're like me, and you're one of my lions, which I sincerely hope you are, you are going to pounce on every freaking opportunity that comes your way. And that means stay long the market. Stay long the market until this changes. By every dip that comes along with regard to gold, silver, and yes, cryptocurrencies as well. People, we got this. Anyway, I don't want anyone to lose. Again, this is a channel for winners. And this guy, he's never going to let you down. You can count on that. That means that you are going to win. Okay. Energy prices continuing to rise. Imagine my shock. Crude oil here, like $85, $86 a barrel. That's not going to stop. So look. It's just so simple, as always, to take advantage of the situation here. And this environment, again, is so rich with opportunity for those of us who are not fearful, who are looking at the big picture, realizing where we are being pushed deliberately by central banks, colluding with, of course, so-called world leaders. It's not going to stop. Debts, deficits ballooning, suppressed rates, weaker dollar, all this stuff. What does it do? It makes central banks stronger, and that's the goal. That, look, there's no way, because there's not enough of us here, that we can prevent central banks from fulfilling their goal to be the lenders and buyers of last resort, especially when we're being told right out of their mouths of world leaders what they're going to do. Weaker dollar, suppressed rates. What does this do? This empowers central banks. It makes them monumentally stronger. And Who wins? The 1 in 2%. Everyone else loses. It's a lose-lose situation. Once you realize that, you have to say, okay, what do I need to do to make the situation work for me? And it just couldn't be more simple. Bet against the debt. Become your own central bank. Our plan that we've been following since forever now, since day one on this blog, and taking advantage of everything that comes along, people. We got this. I don't care what they do, the games they're going to play, the fake news, the distractions, the deceptions. You can see through it all. And if you're able to do that, you can make the system work for you and not against you. I don't know another way to put this, people, but that's where we stand today. Did we cover everything that we were supposed to? I think so. Anything here surprising to you? No. Is it following exactly the trajectory that we have expected it would? Absolutely, people. And as long as we got each other, as long as you and I look out for each other, there is no way on this earth, off this earth, or anywhere else that we're going to allow this freak show to destroy us. It ain't happening. I swear it's not happening on my watch. I got you. And I know you guys and girls got me too. All right, with that said, people, I'm going to call this here. Please, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think about all this stuff. And I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really do hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me. At the end, generally, I open up a little, you know, a Q&A, and I try to cover those with you. So if something strikes you during this video, during the day, that you want to talk about, join me later for the live stream. Let's cover it. Let's talk about this. We got this. We can't lose, all right? Love you a lot from the heart. I mean that. I'll see you all later.